Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Caveman Basketball Season 25-26. First game about to get underway in a little over 19 minutes. Folks, we're coming to you from Crater High School, where the weather inside is delightful, ladies and gentlemen. JV game just over with. Final score of this. The Crater JVs ran away with this one, 60-46, the final score. Caveman on the floor right now taking the warm-ups, as are the Crater Comets. Scene brought to you by our good friends at Robco Incorporated. They're the filler of company with Quarry Rock to all the fill material you need, plus the expert to do it all for you. Caveman on the floor taking their warm-ups and brand-new warm-ups tonight. Gray tops that really set off the blue the Caveman wearing on their chests, along with black warm-up pants. So the Caveman on the floor getting ready for this one. More right after this from our good friends at Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, coming to you live from Crater High School. This is KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Now, we want to point out that the Grants Pass Caveman have been practicing for a little over 3 weeks. The Crater Comets practicing for about that long and already have two games under the belt. I don't have any games under my belt, so we have to play ourselves into shape tonight. So we ask your indulgence as we begin to pick up the pace here for this this basketball season. Looking ahead, we'll do many of the Grants Pass basketball games, all of the conference games. There are some games in question. We are still planning on going to Lake Oswego. We've got the Jesuit game at home. Watch for that one. That'll be the only chance to catch the Caveman at home in this December. There are two games coming up right after Christmas here at South Medford High School. The plan is right now to carry those. All of these things may change. There's one game at Summit up in the Bend area after the first of the year that is still a question mark. Other than that, it's all Caveman basketball. And no, we're not going to Reno, Nevada. As much as I tried to talk the general manager into paying my way down there for 5 days, well, a day down to be acclimated, you know, 3 days of basketball and then a day to try to win my money back in Reno. But he didn't see it that way. But we will have reports from there. The Caveman will be sending us all the scores. We'll get all the information we can for you right here on KAJO Radio. That's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Nate Olson after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Ordering for Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Mele Kaliki Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Time now for a word from head coach Nate Olson, courtesy of the Insurance Lounge and all of our sponsors. And coach, first game out for you. Is your team ready? How long has practice been going on?
I sure hope we're ready. It's been, 3 weeks almost. So I think we're ready to play somebody else that's not wearing the same color uniform right now.
All right. Tell me about your team coming in. What do you expect from them in terms of the style of play?
I think we're going to try to lean on some of our older guys early on, especially. We try to play a lot of five-out stuff and try to take advantage of our athleticism. Jordan being the big kid, but, you know, has a good ball-handling skills. So try to take advantage of that. His passing ability will help us out, too.
We do know that you're maybe a little short on size. Jordan's your big guy, but tell me about the athleticism throughout your roster.
Yeah, you know, Jordan is our big guy. Grady McKittrick, is going to play guard, but he's a strong physical kid. And obviously, James Schiller, you've seen him on the football field, he's a super athlete. The Ely boys, again, super good track kids, super fast. And even our kids that aren't, maybe known, the Westenbergs, the Preston Gertz's, those kids are great athletes as well. So, Caden Deadman, those guys will pitch in here. And, Abisai, he's small. He's, Branson as well, two young kids, but really, really gritty, really hard workers, so they'll play well for us tonight.
All right, did I hear Kingston Connolly in there?
Caden Deadman, his brother. So I wish he was Kingston, but he's still probably a few months out.
Oh, still, I saw him on the roster, and I thought, okay, I thought that was a little early.
Wishful thinking, he wanted a jersey, so I put him on there for him, so.
Oh, okay, well, we'll wish him best of luck and hope he shows up later in the season. In the meantime, you're facing a pretty good 5A basketball team. They've already got some experience under the belt. We'll talk about them when we come back right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Air Mat.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Mat. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, you're taking on the Crater Comets, an away game, but close to home. You should have plenty of support here. But this team has two good wins already under their belt on the road against both Roseburg and Sheldon. What do you know about these Crater Comets?
Yeah, I mean, they're led by, a senior in, Julian. He can really shoot it, really scores. And then a couple other kids that can score. It just thinks, he's a big kid, Julian. They got a big kid, the 6'7 kid that can be a load in the middle. I think we just got to continue to match our effort. We know who their players are. Just where we find them consistently in transition and know where they're at.
How's he going to match up with Jordan?
Yeah, I think it's a good matchup. He's probably a little taller than Jordan. Jordan's probably a better skill set. But it'll be a good challenge for Jordan. We'll see how they play us, if they want to step out and guard Jordan on the perimeter or not.
All right. In a physical game, will Jordan win that one?
I sure hope so.
Okay. All right. Where's your scoring going to come from tonight, Coach?
Well, I think Jordan will definitely be a focal point. I said Grady McKittrick's been a guy that has played some varsity, but I've been kind of out of the way that I put in a lot of work. I'm hoping he continues to shoot as well. He has in practice. And then James, his athleticism, I think will be a tough matchup for people. I think, those other guys would be effort. I think Branson Young will be a guy on the glass that can really help us out on the offensive rebounds. May not run a lot of plays for him, but his relentless effort to get to the rim. And then our younger guys, just being athletes, cutting hard. I think we'll get some transition stuff, and then just cutting off the ball.
What about from three-point range? You got a shooter?
Yeah, I think Grady can really shoot it. Obviously, you've seen Jordan can shoot it as well. And I think our young guys that can shoot it as well, this will be time with first game on the road in a hostile environment. They can do it. It was kind of getting their feet wet early on.
How deep do you expect to play tonight, Coach?
We're going to dress 11, so we'll see. I don't think we get that deep, but I think we got to throw some of those kids in the fire and see what they can do. It might only be a minute or two here, but they're only going to learn one way, and that's playing in a game. So we'll figure it out.
And starters, Coach?
I think we'll probably start Jordan, Grady, James, Bronx Ely, a sophomore, and then Preston Gertz will be a senior. We'll start too.
All right. Coach, thank you very much to all of you. Best of luck to you. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Head Coach Olson's comments were brought to you by the Indoor Airman. With modern energy solutions, the Indoor Airman can help you save on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to their neighbors. That's the Indoor Airman. Now, time for the starting lineups, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. So grab your project list, head to Farmers, they have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking, Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply, a longtime sponsor. And you heard most of the starters just delivered by head coach. okay, all right. First game, Nate Olson. Three or four other head coaches ran through my mind, but we'll once again play ourselves into condition tonight. Once again, Jordan Rosetta, getting the start. Averaged almost 16 points a game last year. He hit two-thirds of his free throws. We also expect to see, if we don't have hard numbers on the rest of the players. Jordan comes in at 6'5". Grady McKittrey at 6'2", a senior. Preston Gerlitz, 5'11", senior. James Traylor, a sophomore at 6 foot even. And Bronx Ely, the sophomore, coming in at 5'10", also getting the start tonight. So those are the starters for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll talk about the Comets of Crater when we come back right after this word from Farmers.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Now, in spite of them already having two games under their belt with the short research time that I've been available in the past couple of weeks, we know very little about the Crater Comets. We do know that when we're talking about the big man, we're talking big, we're talking 6'7". That's at least 2 inches taller than Jordan Rosetta at his tallest. He's a senior. Goran Kalisla, or Halsa, I think is the way it's pronounced. We'll see. The rest of them pretty average in terms of high school heights and players. In terms of seniors, they've got about four seniors leading the way, including Halsa. So that's what we're looking at for the Crater Comets. We'll know more, of course, once we get into the basketball game. Well, those are the starting lineups and the early information that we have, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Keys to a nice game are going to be brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Once again, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, bringing the keys to the night's game. Of course, the key here tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen is to figure out how their team is going to work together on the floor against a team that already has shown some significant experience picking up wins on the road. Now, it's already tough to win on the road, but when you win at Sheldon, and particularly at Roseburg, early in the season. You've made quite an accomplishment, but the only thing you can say about Sheldon and Roseburg is perhaps they don't have all their football players back in shape, but normally they are deep enough. That's a non-factor, but that's just speculation on my part. The point is the Comets have two games under their belt. They're used to playing against other teams. They're used to the contact. They're used to the physicality that this game can once again produce. So it's going to be key how the Cavemen handle that physicality, how they handle the big men, and what kind of defenses that we can see on the floor. The Cavemen have a lot of athleticism on the floor, a lot of quickness, just not much size. So we'll see how that stacks up against these Crater Comets, and we'll continue this when we come back right after this word from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's see the Grants Pass Cavemen come out looking for some scoring. Now, we know McKittrick and Gerlitz can put the ball in the hole. Also, I expect to see Weston Berg on the floor. Yeah, he's the tailback for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and he'll play basketball much in the same way, flat out, as fast as he can go. So when he comes off the bench, and I'm not sure if he's going to be the sixth or seventh man off the bench, but we've got a lot of young players here who could get some playing time tonight. We'll see how Coach Nate Olson handles this tonight. About 3.5 minutes before we really get underway, Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between an H and I. Brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned for the tip-off coming shortly after this one-minute Cape Madden timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Ordering for Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Mele Kaliki Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more dollars in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
There are some other games going on in the conference, and some are fairly local here. First of all, North Medford is hosting Central High School tonight. Sheldon is gone north up into Portland to play Jefferson. The two Eugene schools, South Eugene and North Eugene, are playing at North Eugene tonight. Glencoe is at South Medford tonight. They're hosting over there. So we've got three or four games here really close to take advantage of. Rogue River is at Riddle tonight, and St. Mary's is at down at Weed, venturing into Northern California. So that's what we have for you tonight so far. We're getting close to getting this one underway, just about a minute away from the opening tape-off. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. So we're about to have the national anthem here while we do that here. We'll pause on our coverage. We'll be back right after this 90-second Cape Man timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. The national anthem just complete. We're about to have the introduction of players, and then we'll get this season underway. They're about ready to introduce the starters for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Wearing number double zero, James Taylor,
being introduced. He's the sophomore. Cat quick and fast. Bronx Ely wearing number. He's wearing number one tonight. I had him a 20 on the roster.
Number five, Grady McKittrick.
And number five, Grady McKittrick.
Jordan Rosetta. Nate
Olson. Wearing number 23. And number five, Grady McKittrick. What do we got here? Number three, Owens Gerlitz. Came out in a different order. Now, for the Crater Comets.
A 6'2" senior, number three, Julian Grant.
Julian Grant getting the start tonight, 6'3" senior. And he's introduced as number three.
Senior, number five, Tucker Hopkins.
And number five, Tucker Hopkins, a 5'10" senior.
6'12" junior, number 12, Michael Robinson.
Michael Robinson. I have him listed at 6 foot. He is a junior.
Number 22, Malachi Barlow.
And number 22 is Malachi Barlow.
And a 6'7" senior.
At 6'7".
Doran Kalsa.
Doran Kalsa, how they pronounced it here. Doran Kalsa. All right, well, we know at least the initial starting lineup. So here we go, folks. Get close to your radios. This basketball season about ready to get underway. Jordan Rosetta waiting at the center circle here in the midst of a big orange sea for the Crater Comets. Not a full house on hand tonight, but then again, it's Christmas season, it's shopping season. It's a Tuesday night. So be careful in that Christmas traffic, whether you're en route to the gymnasium to catch this game with a late start or you're headed home to catch some meals and wrap some presents.
Pulled Notre Dame and pulled out of their game. The Cavemen. This is their first game tonight.
All right, ball on the side of the court. Controlled into the backcourt. Quickly picked up by Grant's pass. McKittrick drives. Whistle stops the action as he goes out of bounds. Just underway. Cavemen going to bring the ball inbounds on the end line. Ball in the hands of Ely. Yeah, he holds the ball high. Gets the ball at right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor, right-hand side to Grant. Out front then to number five, Hopkins. Stepping out front then to Rosetta. Right center, right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor head fakes. Goes back left-hand side to McKittrick. End of the quarter left. Long shot up for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebounding action. Chased out of bounds. Traylor was there. And they say it came out off of number one, Landon Dornell. Make that number two. We'll pick it up. Traylor gets the ball into the backcourt quickly. Picked up by McKittrick. McKittrick top of the key. Goes left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor top of the key. Hands the ball off quickly to Gerlitz. Turnover on the drive down the right-hand side. Man shoots over Rosetta. Rosetta's called for the foul, but protests his innocence. So we'll see how this goes. Oh, it's called a Gerlitz, Preston Gerlitz. And at the free throw line, Julian Grant. First shot is up, rattle it in, and good. So it's 1-0, 7:21 to play, first period, folks. Cavemen still looking for their first mark. Shot is up, and the second one drops. 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 2-0. Comets, ball comes into Grant, a lead pass up to number three. Falls out of bounds, but gets the ball back in quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick inside again. Pass stolen away, though, by the Comets. Back on the run. Traylor slows them down. Double-teamed at the timeline as the Cavemen put up a trap. Ball slapped away out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Traylor will make the pass. And he's got McKittrick in the backcourt with him. Get some instructions from head coach Olson. Lead pass up left-hand side on the wing to Rosetta. Launches a long three that is about 3 feet short. Out of bounds, and it goes back over to the Comets. Up 2-0 from the free throw line, and ball comes in the backcourt. Bring the ball down once again is number three. That's Julian Grant. Grant into the forecourt. Goes left-hand side to Barlow. Barlow out front of the big guy, and they're going to call Rosetta for a foul. That's his first of the night. And that was pretty close. Those two are going to be bumping shoulders for a while. And Rosetta has to be careful with this one. If it turns physical, let's see who wins. Ball comes out front once again to Khalil. Out front, the ball goes left-hand side on the drive. And a player control foul called on the Comets. Number five, Hopkins, picks it up.
Number three, Julian Grant.
And bounce to Grant back to McKittrick. McKittrick, forecourt, left-hand side. Gives it up to Rosetta, wing left, drives into the paint. And as the drive, he draws a foul. And let's see. Foul going to be called on the big guy, Khalil. No, they're going to call it on Hopkins. He said 3-2. It is on Casella. Ball out front, now to Traylor. Traylor back right-hand side to McKittrick. Over to Rosetta. Rosetta, top of the key, free throw line. Looks for help. Hands the ball off to McKittrick. Free throw line. He elevates. Their shot is up. This one's short and out of bounds. Cavemen just short on any shot they've put up so far tonight. 2-0. Grants Pass trailing the Crater Comets here. 6:16 left here in the first period. Really just getting underway, getting a feel for each team. Cavemen show a man-to-man right now. Ball out front quickly to Khalil. Khalil left-hand side gives the ball up quickly on the wing to Grant. That puts the ball on the floor. Rolls out of bounds. It was deflected. It will be Comets ball inbounds from the end line. Grant comes over to make the inbounds play. Traylor right in front of him. Hands outstretched to protest ball out front to Khalil. Shoots it inside, and the ball shot is up and good by number 12, Robinson. So he's got his first two of the night, and it's 4-0. Comets ball right-hand side. And the hands of Gerlitz. Gerlitz tries to get the ball out front. Bad pass. It's deflected. Picked up in the backcourt by Traylor. It's a backcourt violation. 5:39 to play. 4-0 on the scoreboard. Comets leading here early. Inbounds play coming from the sidelines just in front of the Grants Pass bench. Out of the hands of Grant. Grant loops it out front to Khalil. Ball right-hand side quickly to Robinson. Back out front to Khalil. Top of the key. Looks down low, looking for a cutter. Now it's Grant's pass station net, man-to-man. Ball right-hand side quickly to Grant. Grant right front court. Puts the ball on the floor once. Hands it off quickly to Barlow. Barlow elevates free throw line. Shot is up off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Traylor. Traylor slowly down the court, down the left-hand side. Pull it past right-hand side into the corner where there is nobody waiting. Turnover. 5:12 to play. Still 4-0 for the Comets. Lead. And they have the basketball in the hands of Mr. Julian Grant, 6'3 senior, bringing the ball down. Crosses the timeline, left front court, picked up there by Traylor. Traylor slides the left-hand side, gives the ball up quickly to Hopkins. Hopkins back out front to Khalil. Left-hand side then to Grant. Out front quickly to Robinson. Shot is up and good for three. That was Barlow, pardon me. First three of the night. And suddenly it's 7-0, and Grant's pass needs to answer. They need to put one through the hoop. Out front to Rosetta, right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks inside against the man-to-man. There's the cut. Shot is up off. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Comets. It comes back 3-on-3. They'll slow it down. Ball goes right-hand side. And penetrates. Lays one up over the edge of the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Rosetta slapped out of his bounds. Relieved by Khalil. Shot is up from the top of the key, and it's good from Hopkins. And Hopkins has hit, and suddenly the Cavemen down 10-0. Timeout called by head coach Nate Olson. I'll look at the scoreboard here. 4:21 to play in the first. Caveman down 10-0. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Once again, first period score, 4:21 to play in the first, 10-0. Grants Pass shut out so far, still looking for their first mark of the season. On the floor for Grants Pass, it's Rosetta, McKittrick, Gerlitz, Traylor, and Ely. Traylor will make the inbounds play when play is resumed. He's got McKittrick in the backcourt with him. Token pressure in the backcourt by the Comets right now. Only Hopkins is back there keeping everybody honest. McKittrick gets the ball across the timeline quickly. Left front court goes in the wing, then to Rosetta. They go into their shuffle ball out front then to Gerlitz. Back right-hand side to Gerlitz. Bounce pass taken away with his foot. Ball comes right back to the Grants Pass Caveman. Ely will make the play from the inline. As he came in, put a box around the key. Ely has the ball high. Flips it right-hand side to McKittrick. Head fakes, drives into the paint. Takes the ball back left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz to the top of the key. Comes down from the free throw line. Floats one up off, won't go. Gets the rebound back. Elevates again. Shot up off glass, and it's good for Gerlitz. And the Cavemen have broken the ice. They have two on the board, and it's 10-2. Back on the attack, Comets on the far side. And a foul call probably on Ely. Trying to create the steal. That's the call.
First foul by number one, Bronx Ely.
So Ely gets the infraction. Third team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman. And bounce play from the sidelines for the Comets goes out front to Kalsat. Back left-hand side on the drive. It's Grant. Flips the ball way out front. Hands the ball off into or goes down low once again to the big guy. Little half-hook shot goes up, and it's good. And he has his first two of the night. And it's 12-2. Grants Pass down by 10. Ball in the hands of Traylor into the forecourt. Caveman in their traveling blues tonight. Ball comes right-hand side to McKittrick. Head fakes, tries to drive to the baseline's got room. Tried to get up off the board, and he was fouled as he went by, I believe, by number 5, Hopkins. Let's see. The official comes to the side. No, it's on the big guy, Kalsa. That'll be his second, I believe it is. And at the free throw line right now, number 23 is Jordan Rosetta. First opportunity from the charity stripe this year. This basketball year. He does have some free throws in 2025 from last February. Traylor comes out. Coming in for Grants Pass is Colin Covers. One more shot coming for Rosetta. Four dribbles this time. Deep knee bend. Five dribbles. That's more than usual. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound control by the Comets. Mr. Grant brings the ball down the floor. Uncontested. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Looks for help as Caveman show a modified zone. Gerlitz comes out to keep him honest. Ball bounced past left-hand side to a new man on the floor. Will pick him up momentarily. On the drive, right-hand side goes Hopkins. Hopkins kicks the ball back out to Barlow. Back out to Hopkins, top of the key. High-posted big guy. Deflected. Picked up by the new man on the floor for Grants Pass. On the drive all the way, laying it up and off. No good. Number 11. Rebound taken down. Long pass out to number 11. Out in front for the Comets. And that's Converse coming off the floor. So number 11 for Grants Pass, Branson Young. Timeout taken by the Comets. A look at the scoreboard. It's 14-3. Grants Pass down by 11. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen. Just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
I need to tell you folks that our first quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving at 479-2424. For chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs, give the call 479-2424, Moser Paving. Grass pass ball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor to begin. That's Gerlitz in the backcourt, gets the ball in quickly to, once again, number 11 coming in. That's Young. Young between the circles right now, flips the ball left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz drives to the top of the key, kicks the ball right-hand side to, and into the corner right-hand side to Amaya. On the floor for Grants Pass, learning some new names as we see them. Corner right-hand side from the wing, long three taken by Rosetta. Second shot up, still no good. Long rebound comes out quickly to McKittrick. On the drive down left-hand side, comments on the attack. They flip the ball out to Marlowe, back left-hand side quickly to Hopkins. Hopkins from the wing, left-hand side shot is up and good. Check that, it's Grant, and Grant's first field goal is from three-point range. He's got 5 points in the contest. It's 17-3. Grant's pass on the short end of that score. Ball coming down in the hands right now with number 12, Amaya. Amaya flips the ball left-hand side on the wing to Rosetta. Rosetta drives into the paint, lays one up high off glass, no good. Rebound taken down by the Grants pass. Caveman once again, number 11, that's Branson Young. He gets it up and down, and Young has his first field goal. And it's 17-5. Grants pass battling back here. Comments on the right-hand side. Sees the Grants pass modified zone. Drives past it into the corner right-hand side. Comes back out on the wing looking for help and some movement. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Hopkins and down in the corner. They drop the ball down low to the big guy. It's off. No good. High for the rebound once again. It's McKittrick on the drive down the left-hand side through traffic. Flips the ball to Rosetta coming down the paint. Lays one off on pass. It's good and he was fouled. So Rosetta gets his first field goal of the night. He's got 3 points in the contest and I believe we'll go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be called on, once again, Osla. So Kalsa gets his third foul of the night, and he comes out of the ball game quickly. Traylor is back in. McKittrick getting a little breather along with Gerlitz. We've got picking up new names, new faces, folks. Rosetta and Traylor on the floor. Rosetta at the free throw line. Shot is up and in and out. Won't go. 1 of 3 from the charity stripe for Jordan tonight. Comets right back on the attack. Flying down the right-hand side. Man into the paint. Kicks the ball back left-hand side. A three-point attempt from the wing right is off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Rosetta. Leading the break. It's 3-on-3. He's fouled from behind. And which young man will pick it up? This goes against Barlow. Barlow will pick up his first of the night. So on the floor for Grants Pass, Caden Demon is on the floor. Also, number 12 is Amaya. Once again, free throw line has Jordan Rosetta there. Just 3 dribbles. This time, shot is up and off the front of the iron. No good. 1 of 4 from the free throw line. That will improve for Jordan. Once again, last year, he was a 66% free throw shooter. 17-7, Grants Pass on the short end. One more shot for Rosetta. Shot is up. Front of the air. This one goes through. 2 of 5. He's got 4 points in the contest. It's 17-8. Final minute of play on the clock here. It's ticking down. Long pass into the corner. Left-hand side for the Comets. Trying to get under control. Out front to Marlow. Back right-hand side to Grant with the basketball. Pumps once. Goes left-hand side again to Barlow. Barlow drives left-hand side. Kicks it in the corner right-hand side to Robinson. He gets up, and he's got another 3 of the night. Oh, that's his first 3. He's got 5 points on the night. Rosetta, all to the left-hand side. Man comes into the wing, left-hand side, feeds it high post to, then down low to Traylor. Ball slipped away, battle for it. Long pass down the left-hand side for the Comets in control. They give it to Robinson coming down to the right-hand side. That's Grant comes back out front again to Barlow. Barlow with the basketball, hands it off to Grant. 13 seconds on the clock. They'll look for the last shot. Coming right-hand side, Caveman has switched into a man-to-man. Slips the ball out of bounds. It's still going to be Comet ball with 7.6 ticks left on the clock in the first period. Inbounds play comes out front, contested by Rosetta, but the man gets it away. Ball left-hand side to Barlow in the corner. All alone, shot is up for 3, rattles in and out. No good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Baseball throw at the end after the buzzer. So at the end of the first period of play, the Cavemen down by 12, 20-8. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Black Flag Armory, now fully stocked for the hunting season. That's ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories to give you every chance to fill your tag. And if you want to fill a sock or two for Christmas, boy, they've got some great opportunities for you. Once again, Black Flag Armory bringing you the second quarter here tonight. Caveman sent out for the second quarter. Let's see, McKittrick comes out. Trailer comes up. Also, number 12, Amaya comes out. Number 11, Branson Young is also on the floor. And let's see, number 4, that's Caden Dedman. Back to action here as the Comets put the ball into play. In the front court right now, it's Barlow with the basketball. Hands it off quickly to number 5, Hopkins. Hopkins bounce pass right-hand side. Bumps one's way. Gives it back into the corner, right-hand side. Comets on the attack. Gives it back on the wing. Shot is up, off from the wing, no good. Rebound taken down by the Grants pass. Dedman feeds it out to McKittrick. McKittrick on the right-hand side. Right front court. Comes to the top of the key between the circles. Looks for help. Comes back to the right-hand side quickly to Dedman. Dedman on the drive. Kicks it back out to McKittrick for 3. Top of the key. And it's good. McKittrick finds the range from beyond the arc. And that's his first his first field goal of the year right there. 20-11 right now. Grant's pass down by 9. Out front with the basketball, it's Grant. Grant shovels down low, man on the drive, right-hand side. Kicks it back out. Stolen away by Traylor. Traylor, 3-on-2 break. Flips the ball left-hand side. Tried to get it to McKittrick. Someone got a hand on it. Comets steal it back. Lead pass comes out quickly to, once again, number 22. That's Barlow. He puts it up and in. 22-11 the score. 6:57 to play. First half action here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to McKittrick. Comes down the floor uncontested. Looking at a zone defense, 2-3 on the floor. Ball goes left-hand side quickly. As it came in back on the attack, they feed it high post to Traylor. Ball right-hand side in the corner to McKittrick. McKittrick surrounded. Bounce pass down low, then back to Traylor in the paint. Spins, goes back left-hand side in the corner, back out top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Traylor, goes in the corner, left-hand side. 3 on the way. Hits the iron high off, no good. Board cleared by Grant for the Comets. Outlet comes quickly to Hopkins. Hopkins lead pass out 22 to Barlow. Barlow right-hand side. And a whistle stops the action. Going to be Comets ball inbounds. Let's see, a foul called. Ely checks back in. Ball out front now to Comets. Put the ball right back in play in Grant's hands. To Hopkins, left-hand side. Hopkins flips the ball right-hand side to Robinson. Robinson, top of the key. Back to Barlow in the corner, left-hand side. Back up front quickly to Barlow. Barlow down low, flips the ball out to number 12, Robinson. Top of the key, shot is up from there for 3 off, no good. Rebound into the hands of McKittrick. Reads the floor as he comes down. Flips the ball right-hand side quickly to Dedman. Dedman goes to the corner, right-hand side. Lobs it left-hand side, looking for a 3-point shot. Gives the ball back inside then to Barlow. Pass deflected, though, picked up by the Comets. Long pass down the floor, controlled by the Comets. Shovel to Robinson in the corner. Ball bounced past Lund, deflected and picked up by McKittrick. Back on the run for the Cavemen. All the way, comes down in the paint. Shot is up, off, no good. Think we've got a player control foul on McKittrick. Let's see, that's going to be the call. No, they called it on number 11.
First foul by number 11, Branson Young.
So Branson Young will get the infraction. 22-11, Grants Pass down by 11. Comets have the basketball in the hands of Grant coming down. They'll give them half the court. Ball comes left-hand side on the wing. Flips it back out quickly to Barlow. Barlow with the basketball. Right-hand side on the wing to Robinson. Spins, or that's Grant. Goes to the baseline. Double team there. Ball kicked left-hand side and back out front top of the key. And double dribbles. Comes to the left-hand side. Gets in the paint. Kicks the ball left-hand side where no one is waiting. It'll be Grant's pass ball. Inbounds from the end line. Far into the floor. Inbounds play comes through to McKittrick from Traylor. Token pressure in the backcourt. Traylor comes, passes across the timeline, left-hand side. Ball on the left front court. And high post then to Rosetta. Ball comes down right-hand side, but taken over by the Comets. Back to the right-hand side on the drive. Barlow all the way. Goes underneath. Shot is up off no good. Deflected on the wing right-hand side. Back out front to Robinson. Right-hand side. Back down low to Barlow. And Barlow puts it up and in. So Barlow has seven in the basketball game right now. It's 24-11. Grant's pass trailing the Crater Comets here in Crater. McKittrick left-hand side gets the ball on the wing. Back out front to McKittrick. High post into Rosetta. Rosetta spins, looks down low, trying to get it to Traylor. Cutting across the baseline. It's loose basketball. There's a battle for it. Traylor gets it back. Goes left-hand side in the corner to Ely. Ely goes down low to Rosetta. He battles in. His shot won't go. Picked up again. This shot is up and good by number 11 for Grant's pass. That's Branson Young. And Young has 4 points in the basketball game. It's 24-13. Margin is still 11 as the ball is walked down by the Crater Comets. Right front court. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Ball left hand. No. And timeout has been called by the Comets. 4:03 to play in the half. It's 24-13. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. 24-13 the score. Graveman on the short end of that one to the Crater Comets here at Crater High School. Keeman's first adventure into someone else's first basketball game of the year for the Grants Pass Keeman. The Comets third, but their first at home. And not a bad crowd here. But I would think the Grants Pass Keeman have almost an even match with the crowd of the Crater Comets. Of course, once again, it's Christmas shopping season. Lots of activities going on in competition. So we certainly understand that. And the Cavemen come back out. They've got Dirk Ely on the floor now. So we've got the Ely cousins on the floor. Dirk and Bronx both. So we will go by first names there. Rosetta stays on the floor along with number 11, Young. As once again, we're learning a new staff for the Grants Pass Cavemen here. And the new regime of Nate Olson. Inbounds play for the Comets. Ed Vinton's up out front with Grant. Ball in Grant's hands. He's surrounded by Erlitz. Ball comes back right-hand side. A long three-point shot hits the front edge of the rim, and the Cavemen control that one. About three Cavemen were there, including one of the EAs, but it ended up in Rosetta's hands. But he's the biggest on the floor, so he can assert himself occasionally. Gets the ball high post, then down low. Gets the ball into number 11, Young. And Young is the high point scorer for Grants Pass right now with six. It's 24-15, a nine-point lead for the Crater Comets. Ball out front in the hands of number 11, Converse. Converse back left-hand side in the corner left-hand side to Robinson. He puts up a three. That's no good. Cavemen rebound. Give the ball out to, once again, McKittrick. McKittrick left-hand side on the wing. Puts the ball on the floor once to Bronx. Bronx back out to McKittrick. Right-hand side quickly to Dirk. Back to Bronx. Left-hand side in the corner. Launches a three. That's off. No good. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Comet basketball. Inbounds from the end line. Far into the floor. Leading by 9. 24-15 with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Cavemen basketball once again returning to KAJO Radio since 1988. Every year, folks. Right-hand side. Comets on the attack. Ball in the hands of number 22, Barlow. Barlow gives the ball right-hand side on the wing to Grant. Grant back out front quickly to Converse. Converse launches a three. It's off no good. Long rebound in hands of the Dirk. Dirk gets the ball out to McKittrick. McKittrick brings the ball back. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Bounce pass to Rosetta at the free throw line. Looks down the paint and make a foul call on one of the Comets. They're reaching in on him. We'll see as the official comes to the side here. Call is on number five. That's Tucker Hopkins. So that'll be the second on Hopkins tonight. 2:32 to play, first half. And the officials are talking about what comes next. Kamen going to bring the ball in, bounce to the end line. Bronx will bring the ball in. Kamen set up a three-man screen coming down the front. Now it's a four-man screen down the right-hand side of the paint. Substitution as the big man comes off the bench. Once again, that's Kalasov. Shot is up and good. Back on the attack is the Comets down the right-hand side. They'll stop in the corner. Flip the ball right back to Kalasov. Out front, ball comes to number 11, Condris. Condris back right-hand side to Grant. Grant with the basketball tries to drive by McKittrick, and they're going to call. No, I think it's, he said single player control. No, it'll be on McKittrick. Was not player control. That was trying to control a player, but that wasn't the foul. 24-17, 2 minutes left to play. First half action. Traylor will check in at the next dead ball. Now they keep bringing him in now. So Bronx comes out. So Traylor will contest the inbounds play. It comes way out front to Barlow. Back right-hand side in the corner. DeConvis drives, kicks the ball into the corner. Now Condris on the drive, flips the ball corner, right-hand side. Robinson, who likes to shoot long, gets one this time. It's the three. He's got two threes, 8 points in the basketball game. Ball coming down the right-hand side. Ball comes up quickly to Dirk Ely. Dirk drives, gets in the paint, lays one up off. No good. Board cleared, though, by Grant for the Comets. Comet outlet comes to quickly. Barlow. Barlow left-hand side on the wing. Kicks the ball off his foot out of bounds. It's going to be Grant's pass basketball. Inbounds from the end line. McKittrick is there with Traylor. And just checking in, they will let Gerlitz return to the game. And Dirk Ely comes out. So McKittrick into Traylor, back to McKittrick in the backcourt, uncontested. They'll pick them up right at the half-court mark. McKittrick, center court, bounce pass, left-hand side on the wing to Gerlitz. Back out to McKittrick between the circles, back to Gerlitz, left-hand side. Three on the way off, no good. Hit the edge of the rim. Picked up quickly on by Grant on the run. Up quickly to Robinson. Robinson stops left-hand side, kicks it right back. Shot outside off by number five, that's Hopkins. No good. Ball falls into the hands of one of the cavemen who runs over one of the Comets. And that's Branson Young, I believe, going to collect that play. No.
Second foul by number 22, Malachi Barlow.
They said 22. That's Barlow. So that'll be his second basketball game. Called that one wrong. Well, we're playing ourselves into shape, too, ladies and gentlemen. Inbounds play for the Cavemen comes to... Back to... That right-hand side. Pass down low on the baseline. Kicks back out to McKittrick. Wing left-hand side. Ball slapped away and out of bounds. I think it's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. Foul was called. And this is number 22. This will go against Barlow again. It'll be his third of the night. So significant fouls for the Crater Comets coming up. Kate Grant's pass has several, but nobody has more than one right now. Inbounds play goes left-hand side in the corner. Then to McKittrick in the corner. Launches a three. It's off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Rosetta. Pumps once, goes hard to the glass. It's up and good for Rosetta. His second field goal of the night. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. 27-19, last 40 seconds on the clock right now. Robinson with a basketball for the Comets. Hands it off quickly to Grant. Grant, wing left-hand side, lobs it right-hand side in the corner. Back out front on the wing, right-hand side. Back out front to Grant. Between the circles, making something happen. 30 seconds on the clock here in the half. Moves off the left-hand side on the wing. Traylor goes right with him, shoulder to shoulder. Ball bumped out of bounds off of Traylor. Comets ball about halfway between the end line and the timeline. Right in front of the Grants Pass bench. Traylor in front of him, arms outstretched, trying to be as big as he possibly can. Ball looped way up front quickly to Condris. Condris goes back right hand. Check that. That was Hopkins. Ball back to Grant right now. 18 seconds on the clock. Grant drives to the wing, left hand side, shoots the long three. This one's off, no good. Rebound, Grant's pass. Outlet comes left hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz brings it down, gets the ball up to Rosetta, right hand side, wants to drive, goes to the baseline, gets room there, spins, a little fadeaway 10 footer, is off, no good. Board cleared, little hook shot back up at the buzzer, off, no good. And that's the way the first half will end, with the Cavemen trailing the Comets 27-19. We'll recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Mele Kaliki Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Halftime score, 27-19. The Comets leading the Grants Pass Cavemen here at Crater High School, ladies and gentlemen. The Cavemen trailed by 12 at the end of the first period, 20-8. Actually won the second period, 11-7, to make it 27-19. The Cavemen still on the short end of the score. The Comets scoring came on 10 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They were 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 100%, and were whistled for 8 fouls compared to the Cavemen's 5 fouls. Cavemen scoring came on 8 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They were 2-of-5 from the free throw line. That's 40%, and those were all off the fingers of Jordan Rosetta. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Running out the individual numbers, first of all, for the Crater Comets. Malachi Barlow in a starting role has 7 points on 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer. He also has picked up 3 fouls. Mikhail Robinson has 3 field goals, 2 three-pointers. So he's got a 2 and 2 threes. Once again, that's 8 points, no fouls. Colin Converse coming off the bench, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. In a starting role, the big guy, 6'7", 2 field goals, 4 points. That's Goran Kalsa. Once again, 4 points. He's also got 3 fouls and set out a lot of the first half with those 3 fouls. All happened in the first period. Tucker Hopkins, 1 3-point field goal for the Comets and two fouls. And Julian Grant, 1 3-point field goal, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. He's got all of their free throws so far. Once again, he's got 5 points and no fouls. We'll run down the Grants Pass Caveman right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Now for the Grants Pass Caveman individual numbers. Bronx Ealing got the start tonight. Did not figure into my scoring. Did pick up one foul. He was a factor on the floor. 5'7", sophomore. And I've not seen this name before. Say Amaya got some action. Didn't figure to my scoring line. Coming off the bench, 6'3", sophomore Branson Young. Three field goals, 6 points, and a single foul. Dirk Ely also was in momentarily. Didn't figure into my scoring line. Same situation for Caden Deadman. James Traylor, lots of action tonight. Once again, he didn't figure into my scoring line. Preston Gerlitz, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Grady McKittrick, 1 3-point field goal and a single foul. And Jordan Rosetta, 3 field goals, all twos, 2 for 5 from the free throw line. He has 8 points and a single foul. Count them up, folks. It's a 27-19 score. That's what reflected on the scoreboard. Comets leading the Grants Pass Caveman with 3 minutes to play on the halftime clock. Here coming to you from Crater High School. We'll continue right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman out of the locker room right now and taking some shots here in the first half. Head coach Nate Olson, his first year as a Grants Pass head coach. Now, he played for the Cavemen. He's been an assistant coach for a long, long time. It seems kind of strange to single him out as just being a first-year head coach, but that's the situation. And of course, all the responsibility now lies on his shoulders. He's played 9 players here in the first half, and not much drop-off as he's substituted from the bench. Of course, his team is still down significantly, 27-19 at the half. Jordan Rosetta, a little off, but most of the players are off just a little bit. Timing is off just a little bit. The shots are off just a little bit. But at the same time, they put 19 points up on the board. And they're within striking distance of a pretty good basketball team here on that basketball team's home floor. This is kind of similar what happened to the JVs earlier. They got way behind early, and it looked like it was going to be an embarrassing blowout. But they fought back and made it a fairly respectable situation, losing by 14, 60-46. So that same situation might be happening here. We've got just less than a minute before we get right back to action. That's on the clock right now. So we'll pause. We'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Just about ready to get this one underway as the final seconds tick off here. The Cavemen huddled around head coach Nate Olson right now as he's doing a lot of coaching on the floor. He's got his whiteboard out, drawing up what he wants to have happen. Looks like the same starters on the bench for Grants Pass includes Traylor, Rosetta, Ely, and McKittrick. And that's who the Cavemen send out. Same starters as before. Did I mention Gerlitz? I said McKittrick twice? Okay. Once again, we're playing ourselves into shape, folks. Cavemen will begin the play. They'll put the ball in play. Traylor has... That's not McKittrick. That's Ely in the backcourt. Ball comes to McKittrick, left-hand side. Back out front to Ely, right front court. Then down to a low post. That's Rosetta. Goes up hard off glass, and it won't go. Rosetta gets the rebound back, turns, fights again, puts it right back off glass, and Rosetta asserting himself against the big guy. That was a physical battle. He wanted 10 points now for Rosetta. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to Robinson, who shoots the three, and he shoots. No, he travels first. Ball goes right back to the Grants Pass Cavemen. Shuffled his feet, trying to get set for that long three. It was pretty, but it doesn't count. McKittrick will bring the ball inbounds in the from the sideline. He's got Traylor in the backcourt with him. Ball comes to Traylor. He puts the ball on the floor, crosses right at center court. Looks left and right, goes right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick looks for Cutter inside. Goes in the corner, right-hand side quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz back out to Rosetta. Rosetta drives, attacks the baseline, goes up and is tied for a jump ball. And on the alternate possession rule, it will go to the Crater Comet. 7:21 left to play here in the third period. Brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service, located in Grants Pass and in Medford. They service your vehicle, but they'll take care of you. Kelly's Automotive Service. Grant out front with the Comets, top of the key, looking for a pass down low. Stolen away by Traylor. Traylor back on the run. Lead pass comes out to Rosetta. Pauses, goes up with a shot, and is fouled. And the shot went up, and I'm not sure if they're going to call him for a shooting foul or not. That's the call. He go, and Rosetta goes to the free throw line. So Grant will get the infraction. That's his first of the basketball game. And at the free throw line right now, Jordan Rosetta looking to even his average. That's three steps. That's three bounces. Deep knee bend. Deep breath. Shot is up. Rattles in and out. That one was halfway down the cylinder before it bounced out. He's 2 of 6 right now from the charity stripe. One more shot coming. Cavemen back to within 6 here suddenly. Deep breath for Rosetta. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron and off. Rebound taken down by the Comets. Ball comes right back to Grant. Grant comes back. Traylor keeps him honest all the way down. Ball out front quickly to Kessler. Kessler bullet pass down low to Barlow. Shot is up and good for number 22. So Barlow gets his 9th point of the basketball game. McKittrick brings the ball down for Grants Pass. It's 29-21. Grants Pass down by 8. Traylor right-hand side. Goes in the corner right-hand side to Gerlitz. Fakes one way. Comes, attacks along the baseline. Spins, gets into the paint. Kicks it out to McKittrick for 3 from the wing left-hand side. And it's good for McKittrick. He gets his 2nd 3 of the night, and it's 29-24. Suddenly it's a 5-point game. Grant comes down across the timeline out front between the circles right now working against Traylor. Drives left-hand side. Goes in the corner left-hand side again to Robinson. Robinson back out to Grant on the wing. Grant drives the baseline. He'll launch for 2 on the baseline. No good. Ball comes to Gerlitz. Lead pass comes out to Traylor. Traylor looks down low and finds Ely. And Ely lays one up and in. So Ely's first field goal. And the Cavemen back to within 3, 29-26. Comets ball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. It's Robinson to Barlow. Barlow comes down left-hand side. On the wing, looks down low. Gives the ball up left-hand side to Robinson in the corner. Robinson flips the ball out front to Barlow between the circles. Eyeball to eyeball with Gerlitz. Flips the ball left-hand side. Falls in the Gerlitz's hand. Long pass out to McKittrick. Left-hand side. Bounce pass down low to the big guy, Rosetta. He goes up. He's got 12 in the basketball game. And it's a one-point game. 29-28. Grants pass. Trail the Comets. Comets with the basketball. Robinson lead pass up left-hand side. Pass inside to Grant right at the high post. Back out front to number 11. That's Converse. Left-hand side in the corner to Barlow. Barlow down low to Asla. Leads the ball out front quickly to Robinson. Fakes left, comes back to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Barlow. Barlow to Grant, top of the key. Drives right-hand side, shovels down low, ball out of bounds. Rosetta tried to save it back in, couldn't do it. It's going to be Grant, Crater ball inbounds from the end line. There to the floor. A little over 5 minutes left here in the third period. Ball lobbed way out front to Kessler. Bullet pass inside, deflected, but controlled once again by the Comets. Loose basketball. That's picked up by Gerlitz. Up to shot is up and good for McKittrick. Ball right-hand side. Caveman lead right now 30-29. So the Caveman have battled right back. I think we've got a foul called here in the transition. No signal has been made. Did we get a team? I think we've had a technical against the Comets. I think the team went against the bench. And at the free throw line, number 5 for Grants Pass, Grady McKittrick with the free throw. Shot is up, hits front of the iron, bounces off. One more. It was on the Crater coach. Shot is up and off. Caveman can't buy a free throw here. But they do get the basketball back. They lead by one, 30-29 here, 4:47 left to play in the period. Caveman basketball inbounds from the half court. Mark McKittrick over to make the inbounds play. He's got Gerlitz in the backcourt with him. And Traylor in the forecourt. Nobody's had it in the basketball yet. Now he's got the basketball. Quickly into Traylor. Traylor comes down, tried to lob it into McKittrick. Couldn't cut to the basket, but was intercepted by Converse. Gives the ball right back to Hopkins. Hopkins back on the run. Lead pass up to Barlow. Barlow right inside. Bounce pass down low to Grant. And foul called underneath against Grant's pass. This will go against Gerlitz. So Gerlitz will pick up his second of the night. First team foul on the Caveman in this period. 30-29. Comets ball inbounds from the inline. Ball comes way out front to Kasla. Left-hand side in the corner to Barlow. Barlow bounce pass goes through the lane. Turns and fires. And he gets it up and down. 11 points in the basketball game. Lead pass up to Gerlitz quickly. Out front to Rosetta, top of the key. Wants it long, shoots it long, and nails it long. From about 22 feet out. 15 points for the big guy tonight. On the drive, right-hand side, Grant for the Comets, and he is fouled by Traylor. So Traylor will pick up that infraction. James Traylor. That'll be his first of the night. Board says two. We'll double check that. Inbounds play coming from Grant now for the Comets. Grant out front to Kessler. Back to Grant, left hand side. Back to Robinson, right front court. Into the corner, right hand side. Shot is up for three. It's up and good by number 22, Barlow. And that's his second of the night. He's got 14 points in the basketball game. Ball right hand side. It's 34-33. Grant's pass trails now. Shot up from the quarter for a Grant's pass. Off, no good. And a foul called. I think it's a shooting foul on Gerlitz. Will go to the line. And the foul's going to be on number 22. Again, that's Barlow. That's his fourth of the night.
By number 22, Malachi Barlow.
So at the free throw line, number 5 is Grady McKittrick. 0-2 on the technical. Deep knee bent, shot is up, front of the iron, rolls around, and finally through. 1 of 3 from the free throw line. That's his 9th point of the contest. We're tied at 34. One more shot coming for Grady. Shot is up, rattles it in, and through. So he's 2 for 4, 50% from the free throw line, and the Cavemen have a one-point lead. Ball in the hands of the Comets, though, as Grant brings the ball down across the timeline. Robbins tried to set a little pick out front, but away from the basketball, we've got a whistle. And this goes against...
Khalsa.
That'll be his fourth of the night. Cavemen bring the ball down quickly up to Trader left-hand side. Wanted to shoot a three. Actually, it looked like a pass to the big guy. Drives it inside. Finally got it to him, and Rosetta puts it down. Rosetta. 17 points for Rosetta. That's his average from last year. Lead pass comes out left-hand side for the Comets. Back on the attack. They trail by three, 37-34. Comets, ball left-hand side to the big guy. Throws it out of bounds into the band, and the Cavemen get the ball right back. 3:02 to play here in the third period. It's 37-34. Grants Pass leading here at Crater High School. Traylor brings the ball down uncontested, crosses the timeline right at center court. Goes left-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta passes inside on the cut to McKittrick. Turns and fires off. No good. Fight for the rebound control by number three. Lead pass up right-hand side to Hopkins. Hopkins in the corner right-hand side to Converse. Converse back out to Hopkins. Left-hand side to Robinson. He fires a long three. It's way off. Long rebound flipped into the backcourt to Traylor. Out in front of everybody. Goes to the basket. Lays it up and in. And Traylor gets his first field goal of the night. And the Cavemen lead by 5, 39-34. Hopkins right back for the Converse. Goes right back. Shot is up. Off. No good. Foul called underneath. Hopkins went to the floor. Let's see. It's Traylor whistle for the foul. So that'll be the second on Traylor. At the free throw line, number five is Tucker Hopkins. His first trip to the charity stripe tonight. All right, three bounces, deep knee bend. Shot is up, good follow through, nothing but net. He's got four in the basketball game now on a 3 and a 1. Traylor gets a little breather. Has number four checks in for Grant's Pass. That's Deadman. One more shot coming for Hopkins. Shot is up. Nothing but net. Good free throw shooter. Got 5 points in the basketball game. It's 39-36. Grant's Pass by three. Into the forecourt quickly off to the right-hand side. Bounce pass to Rosetta, top of the key. Rosetta looks around, puts the ball on the floor. Tries to drive, gets to the free throw line, flips it up. Off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Kessler. Hasley gets the ball right back to Grant. Grant on the drive down the right-hand side. Has a lane, can't get to it. McKittrick cut him off, gives the ball up to Robinson out front, back left-hand side to Hopkins. Hopkins with the basketball, tries to penetrate the free throw. Back to Robinson, and Robinson travels. That's his second travel of the night. Shakes his head yes and looks for an official to give the ball to. Finds one behind him. And the Cavemen get the ball back in the hands of Amaya. Flips the ball into McKittrick in the backcourt. McKittrick back up to Amaya, left front court. High post, and the ball comes to the big guy. Spins down low, and Rosetta is really asserting himself. 19 points so far in the basketball game, leading 41-36. Lead pass comes back to Grant. Grant into the forecourt on the attack for the Comets. Drives the right-hand side into the corner, and whistle stops the action. We've got timeout on the floor. A look at the scoreboard with 1:26 left to play here in the third. It's Grant's Pass 41, the Comets 36. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Ordering for Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Mele Kalikimaka Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
Welcome back. Looks like Crater's rally squad out on the floor trying to entertain the fans during this timeout. Once again, Jordan Rosetta really asserting himself here in the second half. I have him for 17, 19 points on the scoreboard. 1-3, the rest twos. Came out and looked like he was really ready to dominate on the inside physically. Has one long three, 22-23 footer easily. And the Cavemen stake to a 5-point lead here with 9 minutes and 26 seconds to play. That's a minute 26 left here in the third period. And we send back out Amaya Gerlitz. Rosetta Young. And Dedman. Okay. Inbounds play for the Comets. Comes from Grant, the big guy out front. Grant drives left-hand side all the way to the baseline. Lays one up and in. Found a lane. And made the drive. He's got 7 points in the basketball game now. Amaya out front with the basketball, right front court. Loses the dribble there, feeds it high post quickly to Rosetta. Pulls up at the free throw line, looks for help. Goes down low, turnaround jump shot is up and good for 11. That's Young, and Young has 8 points in the basketball game. He's looking at double figures here soon. Grant right back down quickly for the Comets. Once again, it's 43-38. Ball comes right-hand side on the wing to Hopkins. Hopkins back out front to Robinson. Back to Hopkins, right-hand side. Out front then to Grant between the circles. Grant points, makes some directions, says put the pick right here. That doesn't work. Back left-hand side to Hopkins, and he drives, tries to get by number four for Grant's pass. That's Dedman. He'll draw the foul. That'll be his first of the night. And the fourth team foul on Grant's pass here in this period. From the sidelines, Comets bring the ball in front to number 22, Barlow out front, then gives the ball right back to Grant. Grant's directing traffic now. Calls number five, Hopkins, out to start the play. Sets a pick himself on the right-hand side. Looks down low. Called somebody up front. Ball goes left-hand side once again to Hopkins. Hopkins with the basketball. Spins, drive back to the left-hand side. Caveman in a matchup zone. Ball shot up and finally through by Hopkins. Hopkins now with 7 points in the basketball game. Rosetta brings the ball down himself out front. Stops top of the key. Elevates from 23 feet again. At the buzzer, it's off. No good. At the end of three periods of play, the Cavemen lead by 3-43-40. Back with the final period right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Tip of the hat once again to Kelly's Automotive Service for bringing you that third period and fourth period. Wouldn't the pizza taste good right now? I mean, you've done your Christmas shopping. And Christmas traffic is crazy. Call Abby's Pizza, and they'll deliver one for you, folks. That's right. They're bringing you here the fourth period. 541-476-2133. Abby's will get that pizza right out to you. I think that rings at the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. Either one will get great pizza out to you shortly. Check their specials. They're good. Comets will bring the ball inbounds to start here, period number four. And they'll lob it in the backcourt, uncontested, to number 22, Barlow. Barlow across the timeline quickly. Looks left and right as the Cavemen show man-to-man defense to open up. They lob the pass down low. That's deflected by the Cavemen. Picked up quickly. Cavemen on the drive down the left-hand side. They'll drop the ball right-hand side. Tried to get it to Gerlitz, cutting from the corner. That was intercepted. They'll reverse it to Grant to the right-hand side. Grant lays it up and in. And Grant now has 9 points in the basketball game, and it's a one-point contest, 43-42. Grant's passed by one, but with the basketball. Cross-court left-hand side, the ball comes to number 11 for Grant's pass. That's Young. Young's pass out front, stolen away by Hopkins. He takes it to the length of four and drives it. So Hopkins takes the lead right back. He's got 9 points also for the Comets right now. It's a 44-43 basketball game. Caveman down by one. Gerlitz with the basketball out front. Pardon me, that was... McKittrick from the wing, right-hand side. Long three off, no good. Rebound control by the Comets, but a foul called either on, it's not either on. It's going to be on number four for Grant's pass, Dedman. That'll be his second of the night. Comets ball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor, left to right. Across your radio dial is the way they're driving right now. And in the forecourt quickly for Barlow. Barlow top of the key, stops in the wing, kicks the ball in the corner to Robinson. Head fakes and comes about left-hand side. Long shot is up and off. No good. We've got a man on the floor. The three-pointer was good by Converse.
Second foul by number 11, Branson Young.
So Branson Young will pick up the infraction. And he'll get one shot because the shot was good. 6:49 showing on the clock. Caveman now down once again, 47-43. A little run here by the Comets. And Nate Olson has called the official back to explain to him what happened. And the official turns and walks away. I don't think Nate was done talking, but the official was done listening. Comets bring the ball inbounds from the end line. He'll lob the ball way out front. Hand the ball off to Grant. Grant comes out between the circles and resets the Comets. Comes back right-hand side. Ball shoveled into the corner to Robinson for three. It's up and good.
Michael Robinson.
So Robinson gets his second of the night. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. That's his third. Check that. Out front with the basketball. Caveman on the attack right now. They'll go and away from the action. The Caveman called timeout. So Nate Olson calls timeout. The Caveman down by 7, 50-43. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. 50-43, the Grants Pass went led by as many as five. We're now again down by seven. A little run by the Comets at the end of the third period. 6:26 left here to play in the contest. Once again, the Cavemen down by seven, 50-43. Timeout now. This is a Caveman timeout. Head coach Olson doing a lot of coaching on the bench right now. And we're just about ready to get right back to action. And out comes Rosetta, McKittrick, Traylor, Gerlitz, and Edmund. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. And the Comet coach is calling for the official to get back. I think he wants the floor cleaned up here. Got some fluid on the floor down in front of the Comet bench. 50-43, 6:26 showing on the clock. Here comes the mop to get everything cleaned up. Next action for the Grants Pass Caveman, of course, will be in Reno. But there is a home game coming up that you'll hear right here on the 16th. On the 16th. Are you ready for Jesuit coming into Grants Pass at Heater Newman Gym? That's the action, folks. All right, we've got the floor clean and dry now. Officials talking on the, before we get right back to action. No, they're not ordering pizza from Abby's, I don't think. Now another official. We've got three officials on the floor, of course. And now everybody's talking about it. All right. I'm not sure what the conversations are about. Okay. Now they're coming back over to the Comet bench.
We have a bench technical violation.
Another bench technical on Crater. That's two. So once again, Grants Pass is Grady McKittrick goes to the free throw line. He's 2 of 4 tonight. Deep knee bench. Shot is up. Nothing but net this time. Now he's 3 of 5 and feeling better about it. And I'm not sure what the technical was about, but that's what all the conversation was in the middle of the floor. Shot is up and good. It might have to do with that wet floor, and I'm not sure what caused it. But McKittrick gets both of these, and now it's a 5-point game, 50-45, and the Cavemen get the basketball back. Traylor will make the inbounds play from almost the half-court mark. And he's got Gerlitz in front of him. Rosetta down low in the corner. McKittrick in the paint. Ball comes out front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz right-hand side. Flips the ball left-hand side quickly to Marlowe. Shot is up from there, and it's off. No good. Long rebound finally controlled by Traylor in the corner. Ball flipped way out front to Gerlitz in the circle. Gerlitz high post into Rosetta. Looks for a cutter down the low. Wants to drive himself from the free throw line. He shoots and fires. It's off. No good. Rebound controlled by the Comets. Number 22, Barlow. Gives the ball up quickly to Grant. Grant across the timeline right-hand side. Flips it up to Hopkins. Hopkins back out front to Barlow. Barlow left-hand side. Again, shovels right-hand side to Hopkins. Back out front to Grant. Left-hand side. Loose basketball rolls around. Picked up by Marlowe. It's a four-on-one break for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Lays it up and in. 21 points. Rosetta, long baseball throw down the length of the floor. Saved back in and lost out of bounds by the Comets. It'll be Grants Pass ball again. Three-point game now. 50-47. The Cavemen lead and have the basketball. Marlowe's in the backcourt ready to bring the ball in. And Gerlitz joins him. So you've got Bronx back on the floor along with Gerlitz, Rosetta, Marlowe, and McKittrick. McKittrick, right-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz put the ball on the floor, back out front to McKittrick, back to Gerlitz, right-hand side. Gerlitz down to the wing on the right-hand side. High post to Marlowe. Down low then to Rosetta, puts a shot up. Off, no good. Controlled by the Comets. Grant, outlet goes quickly to Hopkins. Hopkins down the left-hand side. Crosses into the forecourt. Shovels right back to Marlowe between the circles. Looks to the right-hand side. Finds Robbins coming out and a whistle away from the action. And
second foul by number one, Bronx Ely.
Foul called on Ely. Bronx Ely gets his second of the night. Inbounds play for the Comets comes way out front to Marlowe, hands it off to Grant between the circles, and he resets the team, goes back right-hand side. And a little touching foul called on Gerlitz. So Gerlitz will pick up his third of the night. Little ticky-tack foul didn't affect anything. 50-47, Grants Pass down by three. Traylor comes over to contest the inbounds play right in front of Grant. They lob it left-hand side to Marlowe, had to go high to get it. Gets the ball back right-hand side to Grant. Right front court. Backs away from the defense. Man-to-man now by the Cavemen. Down low. Ball flipped out front to Barlow. Pardon me, to Hopkins. Left-hand side on the wing. Bullet pass inside to Marlow. Kicks in corner left-hand side to Robinson. Up with a three. Rims it out. No good. High for the rebound was Traylor. Long baseball throw down. Gets the ball down inside quickly to Rosetta. And which way did he call it? Judging from the crowd, I think it's a blocking foul on the Comets. That's the call. So Grant will be called for the blocking foul. So it'll be caveman ball inbounds from the inline. Ely will make the play, so Bronx will make the play. Caveman put a screen down the left-hand side. The ball comes into Traylor. Traylor back left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz right-hand side. And high post end to Rosetta. Bounce pass down low to Traylor. Traylor puts it up and in, and Traylor has 4 points in the basketball game, and it's a one-point game, 50-49. And this is a timeout for the official, and I'm not sure why. Oh, we're going to clean the floor. That's it. Had lots of bodies on the floor. But the Grants Pass in again. Once again, it's a 50-49 score. Grants Pass leading or trailing by one. 4 minutes to play in the contest. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Marlowe. Barlow making it down the left-hand side to Hopkins. Hopkins head fakes, drives the right-hand side, and a whistle. A whistle actually almost before the action. Foul called again on Ely. So that'll be the third on Ely. And that's the fifth foul this period on the Grants Pass Cavemen. Going to the free throw line number five is Tucker Hopkins. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Has 9 points in the basketball game and is a good shooter. His first two free throws were dynamite, nothing but net. This one the same way. 3 for 3 from the charity stripe for the young man. He's a 5'10 senior. Well, he's seen lots of action. And one more coming. Shot is up. Rims and out. So he's not perfect. Back up and off. No good. Rebound, Rosetta gets the ball back out to Traylor. Traylor flying down the left-hand side, cuts to the right-hand side, loses the dribble. There's a scramble for the ball on the floor. Traylor picks it up, gets the ball right-hand side, and timeout call by Nate Olson for the Grants Pass Caveman. 3:45 to play in the contest. The Caveman down by 2, 51-49. Back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Caveman Basketball once again on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Every year since 1988. Pleasure to bring it to you. And we salute all of our sponsors, including, of course, the Insurance Lounge, our corporate coverage right now. 51-49 the score. 3:45 on the clock. When play is resumed, it'll be Grants basketball inbounds to the end line. Caveman end of the floor. Ely will make the inbounds play. Lob it inside the paint to a Traylor. Puts one up off, no good. Fighting for the rebound. There's some contact. Whistle stops the action. And what's going to be the call? Foul called on number 23.
Second foul by number 23, Jordan Rosetta.
Oh, Rosetta will pick up the infraction. Only his second with all that contact tonight. Said, who's 23? I haven't called that number very much tonight, except to score. At the free throw line right now is number 3. That's Julian Grant. He is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe so far. This shot is up and rolls off. No good. So Grant misses. Still has 9 points in the basketball game. A couple of players have 9. Second shot is up. And this one rolls off. He still has 9. Traylor flying down the right-hand side. Man, does he fly. Little head fake and drives, penetrates, flips the ball left-hand side, then to Gerlitz. Outside to Rosetta. Top of the key, then to Gerlitz. Pardon me. To Gerlitz, left-hand side on the wing. He'll launch the 3. This one's off. No good. Tip off. Off. No good. It's going to be Crater basketball. Inbounds to the end line. Head coach Nate Olson puts his hands on his head, trying to keep his brain from exploding about the call. Inbounds to Grant. Grant right back to Barlow. Barlow out front with the basketball right now. Still in the center circle, being guarded by McKittrick. Grants Pass staying in that man-to-man right now. Little head fake, comes back to the right-hand side. Wants to drive. 3 minutes on the clock right now. Grants Pass down by 249-51. Comets with the basketball. Grant content to run as much time off the clock as he possibly can. Looking for that one good shot. Comes right-hand side, has room, elevates from 10 feet. Shot is up, off no good. Rebound into the hands of Traylor. Traylor checks the traffic, slows things down himself. Watches, walks across the timeline, bounce pass left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz to the basketball, surrounded there, gets the ball down to Rosetta. Rosetta, wing left-hand side. And timeout has been called once again by the Caveman. 2:35 to play, 51-49. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
2 minutes and 35 seconds left. It's the Comets 51, the Caveman 49 here. First game of the year for the Caveman. Third game of the year for the Comets. We're on their home floor. This is their first home contest. When play is resumed, it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds in the inline. Grants Pass is into the floor. Traylor will make the inbounds play. Rosetta on one corner. McKittrick on the left side. He goes along the baseline. Everybody shovels down low. Rosetta down low has the best football. Turns. Shot is up and good by Rosetta. It's a basketball, folks, not a football. He's well over 20 points in the contest right now. Marlowe comes down. Looks left and right. It's a 1 point. We're tied at 51. Marlowe out front with the basketball. Shovels left-hand side. Shot pass out front to Hopkins. Hopkins drives to the wing left-hand side. Kicks the ball back out front to Barlow. Barlow with the basketball. Hands it off to, once again, Grant, top of the key. Grant uses a little pick. Goes to the left-hand side. Tries to drive with the corner. Hands the ball off to Robinson to the free-throw line. Back to Hopkins, left-hand side. And timeout called by the Crater Comets. 51-51 all. That's the score. Minute 59 to play. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. 51-51. We're tied here with less than 2 minutes to play in the first game of the season for the Grants Pass Cavemen on the road at Crater High School, taking on the Comets tonight. Rosetta comes back out on the floor along with Trailer, Bronx Ely, Gerlitz, and McKittrick. Trailer goes over to contest the inbounds play in front of Mr. Grant coming in from the sidelines, left-hand side. Ball goes down low to Grant, right-hand side. The kick to Robinson, all alone, right-hand side for three. It's good. He's their three-point expert. That's about his fourth of the night. Bounce pass left-hand side now. Ball in the hands of Gerlitz, left-hand side for the Cavemen. Back out front to McKittrick, took it to Gerlitz. Gerlitz looking down low, back right-hand side to McKittrick. Times are wasting right now. Ball right-hand side to Ely. High post and back to Ely. Ely for three. It's off. No good. Into the hands of Robinson. Robinson pushes up. No call. Drops the ball right back to Grant for the Comets. And the Comets come down leading by 354-51. Ball right-hand side again to Barlow. Barlow, ball on his hip on the right front court. Crosses the left-hand side. Content to run some time while we're coming up to a minute 14 to play. Left-hand side, their ball, drop the ball down low to Grant. Pumps once, comes ball back out front to Barlow. Top of the three, shot is on the way off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Trailer for Grant's pass. Trailer comes down, has the ball deflected, but Gerlitz, pardon me, McKittrick retrieves it. Ball comes back to Jordan Rosetta. He's pushed from behind. Foul called on.
Third foul by number three, Julian Grant.
Grant will pick up his third. And it's Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line. Let's see how the Cavemen set this one up. They're going to put a box around the key. Cutting through there. A ball goes left-hand side. The number five shot is up for three. Off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta. Goes out to the glass. It's up and good for Rosetta. So the Cavemen down by 154-53. 45 seconds left to play. Ball in the hands of the Comets right now. The Cavemen need to get it back. Ball goes left-hand side to Hopkins. Barlow out front with the basketball. Puts the ball on his hip, and McKittrick comes after him. Ball handed off to Hopkins. Hopkins turns, drives, kicks the ball to the corner right-hand side to Robinson. Back out front to Grant, 27 seconds. And timeout call by the Comets. A look at the scoreboard. 26 and a half seconds left to play in the contest. And it's a one-minute timeout. That's how long we'll take. We'll be back after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
It's a one-point game, 54-53. The Cavemen trail, 26 seconds left in the contest. The Comets have the basketball inbounds from the sideline just in front of their own bench, about 20 feet below us here. Grant will make the inbounds play. The Cavemen show a loose man-to-man right now. Ball comes out front to Barlow. Hands the ball right back quickly to Grant. Grant out in front of the circles right now to the right-hand side. Goes left-hand side to Robinson. Cavemen need to push right now. Drives the left-hand side. Whistle stops the action. And it's a player control foul.
Shot clock is off.
So,
no foul went up.
Timeout called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. It'll be a 30-second timeout, or at least that's what we have paused. We'll be right back after this half-minute timeout, ladies and gentlemen.
Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Mele Kaliki Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
Welcome back. All right, you're in the huddle right now with head coach Nate Olson. You call a play to get Rosetta with the ball right underneath the basket. Have him put it up for two, you win the basketball game. Or he's fouled and puts two in and you win the basketball game. Or you get it to him and he's fouled and gets one of two and we go into overtime. Or you have an alternative. And we'll see. 14 and a half seconds left. 54-53 is the score. Once again, Grants Pass trails a Comet here on the Comet's home floor. So the Comet send out their big guy. That's Kalsa. The Cavemen have Rosetta, Bronx, Trailer, Gerlitz, and McKittrick. Gerlitz to McKittrick into the forecourt, quickly double team. A high post, the ball goes to Rosetta. Rosetta charges the glass, puts one up off, no good. Whistle called. 7.2 seconds. Rosetta was fouled going to the bucket. He'll go to the free throw line. The foul goes on number three, Julian Grant. That will be his fourth. Had two shots coming for Jordan Rosetta. He is 2-for-7 from the free throw line tonight. Shot is up and good. Nothing but net. We are tied at 54 with 7 seconds left. Ed Rosetta on the free throw line. Hold your breath, folks. Oh, couldn't get any better. Okay. He's ready. Deep breath. Shot is up. Good. Inbounds play quickly. Powers on the drive. Left-hand side. Elevates. And a shot at the free throw line off. No good. Whistle stops the action. Do we have a foul on the other end? A foul on Trailer. So Trailer will pick up his third. 1.6 seconds left. Going to the free throw line, number 22, is Malachi Barlow. First trip to the free throw line. Has 13 points in the basketball game tonight. Shot is up. Hits the basketball game. Off. No good. One more shot. Cavemen lead by one. And the Comets at the free throw line for one. Shot is up. Good, we're tied. Overtime, first game of the year for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on. Take a deep breath. At the end of four quarters of regulation, it's 55-all. We'll be back and more in just 2 minutes.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back. We've got 4 minutes on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. This is bonus basketball. We're in overtime, tied at 55 at the end of regulation between the Crater Comets and the Grants Pass Cavemen here at the Crater Gymnasium. And we move to the center of the court for the second jump ball of the game. Started with a jump ball to start the game. For overtime, you do the same thing. You go right back to the center, and it's Rosetta against Rosella. And this one controlled by Rosetta. Gets the ball to Ely in the backcourt, into the forecourt quickly, has the ball slapped away into the backcourt, and that's a backcourt violation. So the ball goes right back to the Comets. So the Comets will get the basketball. About 15 feet down from the center line, their end of the floor. Traylor McKittrick, Ely, and Grillage on the floor along with Rosetta for Grants Pass to start. Ball comes right-hand side quickly to Powers. Powers head fakes, spins, tries to get by Grillage. Can't do it. Shot is up, and it's good.
And a foul.
So Barlow gets the field goal. He's got 16 points in the basketball game. The foul called against McKittrick. McKittrick will pick up his second of the basketball game. And once again, we go to the free throw line, where Barlow tied it at the end of regulation. Shot is up. Good. This one with not as much pressure. Ball comes down. Bounce pass right-hand side quickly. Then high post into Rosetta. Rosetta in the corner. Listen to Ely. Back to Rosetta. Spins. Gets into the paint. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Gerlitz. Out front then to Kirkpatrick. Right-hand side to Ely. Ball deflected up front. On the run, it's Hopkins. Gives the ball back out front to Powers. Powers back to Grant. Left-hand side quickly to number 11. That's Converse. Converse back left-hand side. Grant. Grant now with the ball out front with the basketball. Right-hand side. Tries to drive. Gets by Traylor to the free throw line. Elevates. Kicks the ball right-hand side for three by Robinson. 17 points for Robinson in the basketball game, mostly on threes. I think he's got 1-2 in the game. Ball comes right-hand side to the Cayman. Back to Rosetta. Tries to drive to the bucket. No good. Ball taken away, then stolen right back by Traylor. Now there's a loose basketball on the floor, and there's a scramble for it. And I think it's called a jump ball. No, they're calling a foul on Powell. Or Barlow. So Barlow fouls out with 2:39 left to play in regulation. And he leaves the contest with 17 points. Cleaning up the floor right now, and Jordan Rosetta goes to the free throw line. 4 of 9 from the charity stripe tonight. 27 points so far. Deep breath, deep knee bend, shot is up, good. He's back at 50% from the free throw line. One more shot coming for Jordan. Deep breath again. There it is. Shot is up. And good. 6 of 11 at 61-57. Grant's pass trailed the Comets. Comets have the basketball in the hands of Grant. Grant comes across the timeline out front. Trailer picks him up there. Ball goes left-hand side to Grant. Flips the ball right-hand side to Powers. Left-hand side then to Grant in the corner. Grant lobs it into the lane to Rosetta. And Rosetta brings it back on the run for Grant's pass. All the way to the back. Lays it up and it's in. And he was fouled, I believe. So it's
first foul by number 11, Colin Converse.
So Converse picks up his first foul of the basketball game. And once again, Jordan Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Down by 2, 59-61, and he's got two shots. 2:13 to play. Big crash on the floor, so we're cleaning up the floor right now. Bonus basketball. It's overtime, folks. Tied at 55 at the end of regulation. Jordan Rosetta stands in. Deep knee bend. Deep breath. Shot is up. Rims and out. No good. Comets with the basketball in the hands of Grant. Trailer keeps him honest in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline right front court. Loses the dribble. Goes left-hand side to Robinson. Back to Grant at the free throw line. Back outside. Turns and fires. This one's off. No good. Rebound taken down by Gerlitz. Gives the ball right back to Rosetta. Rosetta back to McKittrick. McKittrick walks it down, double-teamed at the timeline. Passes over to McKittrick, down low to Trailer, left-hand side in the corner. Ealy for three! Down the left-hand side. Ball in the hands of number five, Hopkins. Hopkins out front, comes back right-hand side to Grant. Grant trying to get by Trailer. Spins, looks for help, kicks the ball out front to Kressler. And timeout taken by the Trader Comets. A look at the scoreboard. 1:19 to play. The Cavemen lead by 2. 62-61. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everybody. 62-61, Grants Pass by 1 with 1:19 left to play in overtime. The timeout was taken by Grants Pass, so Grants Pass will have the ball when play is resumed. And Grants Pass has come back from a 20-8 deficit at the end of the first period. At the half, they were down 27-19. They led at the end of 3, 43-40, tied at 55 at the end of 4, at the end of regulation. So the Cavemen come back out with Rosetta, Trailer, Gerlitz, Ely, and McKittrick. Pardon me, it's going to be Comets ball inbounds. Correct me. Grant will make the inbounds play. And it goes out front quickly to Converse. Converse with the basketball. Shovels left-hand side to Rochella, left-hand side. Giving that quarter then to Robinson, and Robinson dropped the ball out of bounds. It'll be Grants Pass basketball with 1:07 to play, leading by 162-61. All right, how you handle this one now? Take some time, certainly. McKittrick brings the ball down, crosses the timeline, left front court. Rolls the ball up quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz high post into Rosetta. Rosetta attacks, hits down the paint, floats one up. And they call him for the travel. I mean, they call him for the travel. You may infer nothing by my inflection, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, we're going to clean up the floor. 62-61. Okay, floor is pristine again. 53.2 seconds. Comets with the basketball, trailing the Grants Pass Cavemen by one. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes quickly to Hopkins. Hopkins brings the ball down across the timeline, right front court. Working against Ely, ball comes left-hand side. Then to Grant at the free throw line. Grant spins, tries to get down the paint, looks for help, kicks the ball out front again. Tries to penetrate, gives the ball up to Hopkins, left-hand side, right at the free throw line. He tries to drive, gets down. Throws the ball down. Loose basketball picked up by Grant and a foul called underneath. I think this one's going. It could be anyone. Gerlitz or. It's going to be the or. It's going against Traylor. So that'll be the fourth on Traylor. And at the free throw line again, number three, Mr. Grant. 9 points in the basketball game. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 31.7 seconds. Shot is up. It's hit off. No good. 3 of 5 from the free throw line now. And one more shot coming. Shot is up. Good, we're tied. 30 seconds left. Cavemen have the basketball in a tie game. McKittrick brings the ball down, goes across the timeline, right hand side to Ely, back to McKittrick. Left hand side quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz puts the ball on the floor, and timeout is taken by head coach Nate Olson with 18.7 seconds left in the Cavemen, tied with the Comet 62-62. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, here's the situation. First game of the year for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Third game of the year for the Crater Comets. And at the end, well, coming up to the end of overtime, with 18.7 seconds left, we are tied at 62. It's the Cavemen's timeout. Cavemen will have the basketball to begin the timeout, to put the time back into play. So let's see what Nate Olson has up his sleeve. Last time he went to Rosetta. It's not a bad play. Worked the last time. At least to keep it tied. So we'll see what happens this time. Cavemen come back out on the floor. It's Traylor, McKittrick, Gerlitz, Ely, and Rosetta. For the Comets, Grant Robinson. The big guy, Gasella. And Hopkins. Inbounds play to Rosetta, left-hand side on the wing. Brings the ball back out front. Shovels to McKittrick. Might play for another overtime. McKittrick with the basketball, drives right-hand side. Stops on the right front court. Gives the ball back top of the key to Rosetta. Rosetta drives. Has the ball stripped away. Lead pass out to Grant. Grant all the way. Lays one up. That's good. And time has expired. So the Cavemen lose the basketball game. 64-62 in overtime. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Ordering for Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Mele Kaliki Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, Coach Nadelson has joined us. Coach, you got your voice back yet? Or
I don't know about that.
An incredible basketball game. Great comeback from a slow start. Coach, tell me your emotions right now as you came through one, the end of the fourth quarter and the end of the overtime.
You know, I mean, I couldn't be more proud of those kids right now. You know, first quarter was rough, and then they fought and they clawed. Even in the overtime, we get down six real quick. In the fourth, you know, they go on, what, a 10-0 run, get a six-point play basically with that and one, and then they hit a three again. And the kids just grinded. They're just gritty. And, I mean, again, I couldn't be more proud of them. And, you know, we just a few plays short, but, you know, I take my bunch anytime against anybody right now.
Rosetta kind of quiet in the first half. You really relied on him in the second half.
Yeah, he just kind of found his groove. I think early on, as you could tell, I think the jitters were there. It's the first game. Everybody's kind of, I mean, I think we had, what, three air balls and six turnovers in the first quarter. And I think, you know, Jordan just trying to be a leader and do his thing. And we just needed to calm down a little bit. And they figured that out. You know, Jordan did a great job being aggressive and you know, hitting people in passing lanes. And we had made some shots outside, which helped us a little bit, try to open it up inside.
McKittrick, I'm sure not a surprise to you. I have him for about 12 points, double figures in the first half, and lots of ball handling.
Yeah, you know, except we're kind of a ball handling by committee right now. You know, Grady, again, same thing, kind of found his groove there late. And again, first game, I think, too, our legs were a little bit tired. I mean, we were probably, what, 6-for-18 at the line or something like that.
I had you 10 of 18.
You know, still. I mean, we got to be better than that. But again, that's just legs and tired legs early on, especially. You know, I mean, obviously you make, you know, one of those in regulation, it doesn't really matter, you know.
You got some young players really stepped up there. A couple of sophomores, really. Ely, Branson, each really contributed.
Yeah, like I told you, we got some young guys that are kind of getting thrust into the fire, and they stepped up. I mean, early on, again, it was kind of like you could tell it was shell shock. I told them a hostile environment, but, you know, they settled down and they figured it out that they belong out there, and that's why they're there. And I think that's a lot. They just got to have that belief in themselves as much as we as a coaching staff have it in them. They have to understand that they can do it, and I think they figured that out later on.
All right, Traylor, I only had him for 4 points tonight, but he was over the floor a lot. Golly, can he jump? Do you measure vertical jump?
We haven't. No, we haven't. You know, it's funny. He would tell you he can't jump, which is funny. I mean, JT, you know, he only had 4 points, but I'm not sure what Julian had. But James, I mean, he was electric defensively.
Defensively, crazy.
I mean, he is, you know, I mean, obviously it's early, but, I mean, the guy that I defensively, he wants to lead us in every statistical category, and he's well on his way. And, I mean, You know, Julian had 28 in one game, and I don't know what he had tonight, but he did a fantastic job of limiting his touches and really making it tough on him.
All right, Coach, you mentioned a lot of players. Is there somebody else you want to single out?
You know, I think all the guys, I mean, they all had their moments. You know, even if it was, you know, I think, you know, Dirk Ely had a great, only played 2 or 3 minutes, but had three or four good rebounds for us early on. You know, Caden, you know, Deadman came in and was sound defensively and helped us out. Preston Gross had a lot of big-time rebounds. Again, a lot of those guys getting their first real varsity minutes. And, yeah, you said Branson and Bronx were great. And then, again, our you know James and Grady and Jordan, obviously, we're going to rely on those guys. And they were you know, again, James didn't score, but defensively he was outstanding. Without him, you know, this would have been a way different ballgame.
All right, Coach, take a deep breath and then take a long trip.
Yeah, you know it. Right back, Road Warriors again. This one's a little bit further this time, though. But, you know, we're excited. It's a fun trip, the guys. It's a good bonding trip. You know, and it's always fun to go play somebody that you don't really know much about. Obviously, we played them a few times, but again, a lot of different people, and you're just not used to that.
Different environment,
exactly.
And what do you expect different down there? Different officiating.
You know, the one thing,
different styles.
The one thing we always run into is the ball. I think they use an Evo, and the guys hate it, and we never practice. I mean, we usually try to get one to practice with it, but when you only have one day of practice. And I think we have pictures tomorrow too, so I'm not sure what practice we're going to get in with a Evo, but it just always seems slippery, and takes a quarter about like it had this morning today to figure out, okay, hey, we can figure this out, and the ball is just a ball.
All right. Well, Coach, I want to say congratulations on a great basketball game.
You.
Sorry you came up just a little short in overtime, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, me too. Again, I kept saying it again. I'm so dang proud of these kids. They absolutely worked their tail off, and, you know, that's the effort we're going to need night in and night out, and I think, again, we don't. If we have a normal first quarter, you know what I mean? Obviously, that's a 6-point ball game for us winning. So, again, I couldn't be more proud of the guys. I love them.
All right, Coach, good trip. Congratulations on a good start anyway.
Thank you.
And we'll follow you all the way through. Just awesome. Keep us abreast of what's happening in Nevada.
We'll do. I'll text you. Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, thank you very much. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Cape Man timeout. Right after this, well, I guess we'll just hold it here for a moment or two and run down some individual scores. First, we'll just run down what we have for the Grants Pass Cave. And I have Eli Brock with 5 points, a 2 and a 3, and 3 fouls. Asa Amaya got some minutes. I didn't figure to my scoring line. Branson Young came off the bench and had 8 points on 4 field goals and 2 fouls. Dirk Ely came in, had some minutes. Deadman, Caden Deadman, the same thing, picked up a couple of fouls. Traylor, 4 points, 4 fouls. Preston Gerlich, 1 2-point field goal and 3 fouls. Grady McKittrick, 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, and was 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Gave him 12 points on the night and 2 fouls. And Jordan Rosetta just lights out 26 point. Well, let me see. 12 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 6 of 12 from the free throw line. 31 points. Yeah, 31 points tonight and 2 fouls. But falling a little short. Final score 64-62. Lost to the Crater Comets in overtime. Ladies and gentlemen, want to thank you very much for joining us here on this very first game of the year. We want to tip our hats to our man in control and radio control tonight. It's Aaron Stone. Executive producer is Brian Diani. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score. It's the Crater Comets winning 64 over the Caveman 62. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.